This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Sonam Lochar being celebrated today. Head of the state, President Ramchandra Paudel, extends best wishes on the occasion, expressing hope for strengthened unity among all Nepalese. Health Minister Pradeep Paudel presents health insurance reform plan to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. Report outlines the basis for expanding insurance coverage up to 500,000 rupees. Stakeholders urge government and political leadership to remove legal hurdles for an investment-friendly atmosphere. And U.S. President Donald Trump to transfer undocumented immigrants to Guantanamo Bay. Now, the news in detail. The Tamang community is celebrating Sonam Lochar, meaning New Year, by organizing various programs today. According to the Manjushri calendar, the 2861st year starts from today. From today, the state year enters after completing the Dragon Year. The government has given a public holiday across the country on the occasion. The Sonam Lochar signifies new beginnings and invites teens and growth, in which Lo means year and Sar means new, which will give a message of new energy, prosperity and positive change. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Paudel has extended his best wishes on the occasion of Sonam Lochar, expressing hope for strengthened unity among all Nepalese and collective efforts towards building a more prosperous nation. In his message, President Paudel highlighted the cultural and spiritual significance of Sonam Lochar and joyful gatherings where people exchange greetings and celebrate with loved ones. Similarly, Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav also extended his heartfelt wishes on the occasion of Sonam Lochar. In his message, Vice President Yadav emphasized the festival's role in preserving and promoting Nepal's diverse cultural traditions. Likewise, Speaker Devaraj Ghimire and National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal extended the best wishes for happiness, peace and prosperity to all Nepali sisters and brothers at home and abroad on the occasion of Sonam Lochar and said that festivals like these have further enriched the Nepali society. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel presented Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli with an action plan for reforming the government's health insurance scheme. According to Minister Paudel's secretariat, the Council of Ministers will decide on the health insurance reform bid based on the proposed action plans. The ministry is currently working to increase insurance coverage to 500,000. The report presented to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli outlines the basis for expanding the insurance coverage. The ministry is preparing to propose an amendment to the Health Insurance Act in the upcoming winter session of the Federal Parliament, provided the Cabinet endorses the proposal. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said martyrs are a source of inspiration for us to work to bring transformations in the country. In his address to the main celebration of the National Martyrs' Day 2081 Bikram Samvat, organized by the government on the Singhadarbar premises yesterday, the Prime Minister said contributions of martyrs who sacrificed their lives for the abolition of Rana rule and for the establishment of democracy at different times are of a significant value. Stating that the government is effortful to further strengthen this system, he urged the people's representatives to deliver with the same spirit for total democracy. On the occasion, Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak reaffirmed the government's commitment to ensuring good governance, development and economic prosperity in the country. Deputy Prime Ministers, Ministers, the House of Representatives, Deputy Speaker, the Chief Advisor to the Prime Minister, the Government Chief Secretary, the Chief of Army Staff, Government Secretaries and distinguished personalities were present on the occasion. The Prime Minister also visited the Lainchaur-based Martyrs Memorial and Martyrs Gate in Sundhara to pay homage to the martyrs. The stakeholders have underlined the need for adopting a one-door system by wiping out legal hurdles and creating an atmosphere for investment in small and mid-scale industries relating to innovation. They made such a plea before the government and political leadership during an innovation and SME conference organized by the Nepali Congress's Department of Industry and Small and Mid-Scale Entrepreneurship Development. In the conference that kicked off yesterday, Chairperson of the Federation of Nepalese Chamber of Commerce and Industries, Chandra Dhakal, appreciated that the ordinances brought by the government were positive to spur economic activities. Chief Executive Officer of Business Oxygen, Siddhantaraj Pandey, viewed it as high time Nepal created a favorable atmosphere to retain youths within the country by wiping out legal hurdles in investment and industrial operation. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has emphasized reforms in all social sectors, including politics, adding that the country cannot be run on stunts. Inaugurating the first Young Lawyers Summit, organized by Nepal Bar Association and Young Lawyers Interest Committee in Kathmandu yesterday, marking the Martyrs' Day, called for all to discharge their duties with integrity and loyalty towards people to elevate the country from chaos and prosperity. Chaos and poverty. He spoke of the need for lawmakers to frame legislation realizing that they are doing so representing the sovereign citizens. In the meantime, in his address to the Everest and to the summit, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Ajay Kumar Chaurasia, pledged to prioritize inclusion in the appointments of judges. A meeting of the Infrastructure Development Committee of the House of Representatives scheduled was postponed due to lack of quorum. The 25-member committee, which was supposed to begin at 11:30 a.m., could not proceed, as only 10 members were present until 1 p.m. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Deepak Khadka, along with Minister of State for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Purna Bahadur Tamang, were present for the meeting as complaints regarding the ministry were said to be discussed. President Ramchandra Paudil has underlined the need for spurring socio-cultural and economic developments based on Federal Democratic Republic. Addressing the concluding session of the 60th anniversary of Mangala Secondary School at Madhya Nepal 3 in Lamjung district yesterday, the head of the state stressed the need to attach much importance to education since development cannot be realized in its absence. President Paudil also reminded that unity among all is imperative to clean out corruption and irregularities. Nepal Television, the country's first television, has entered its 41st year from today. Nepal Television, which was launched as a project on March 17, 2041, with the slogan Communication for Development, is the country's leading audiovisual broadcasting organization, along with the first television broadcast of Nepal. Nepal Television, which was born by creating a new history in Nepal's broadcast journalism and has built a proud legacy, is currently completing a four-decade journey during which Nepal Television has transformed into a public service broadcaster along with the merger with Radio Nepal. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced plans to transform the United States detention facility in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, into a holding center for undocumented immigrants. According to Trump, the facility will double the U.S. capacity to hold undocumented migrants. Cuba's government swiftly condemned the plan, accusing the U.S. of torture and illegal detention on occupied land. Trump had campaigned for a second term on the promise of leading a mass deportation campaign targeting the nearly 11 million undocumented people living in the U.S. Guantanamo Bay has long been used to house immigrants, a practice that has been criticized by some human rights groups. Human rights organizations have also long called for the closure of the Guantanamo Bay Detention Center, citing inhuman treatment in the facility and a lack of legal protections. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the general influence of the westerly wind across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi and Bagmati province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. According to that information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 5 to 7 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 19 to 20 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Sonam Losar being celebrated today, Head of the State President Ramchandra Paudel extends best wishes on the occasion, expressing hope for strengthened unity among all Nepalese. Health Minister Pradeep Paudel presents health insurance reform plan to Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. Report outlines the basis for expanding insurance coverage up to 500,000 rupees. Stakeholders urged government and political leadership to remove legal hurdles for an investment-friendly atmosphere. And U.S. President Donald Trump to transfer undocumented immigrants to Guantanamo Bay. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.